Welcome to Brit Lachey Speaks, where I speak on topics of music, movies, tech trends, books, and overall creative inspirations. Thank you for joining me, and don't be afraid to chime in on today's topic. Peace and blessings.
Skating. So I have always loved roller skating. I can remember going to summer camp back in the 90s, and Thursday was always the skate day. And I would rip my roller skates and get out on the rink floor and, you know, just jam to the current, you know, music that was popping at the time. And I remember being devastated. In fourth grade, I broke my ankle in three different places, and the doctor had to put in three pins, and I had to have the pins in for the whole, almost a year, and then they took them out sometime in fifth grade. And I was told during the time that I had the pins, and even right after having the pins, that I could not skate that summer at all for possibly injuring the pins. Now, me being the person that I am, I agreed verbally not to skate. But also being a young lady who loved skating, and this I blame the adults. They should have never put me in the rink, even though I was told not to skate. I was gonna figure out how to get somebody's skates and get a couple laps in. Cause you know, during that time period, that was back when like kids would love for that little timeout that they give you, and then you go and you do the races around the roller rink to see who's the faster skater in your age bracket. I was all about that life. I love skating. Fast forward to my adult time. I didn't skate as much, but I did love going to adult night. What intrigued me so much about adult night skating was the fact that people were so fluid, the dance, the artistry of just being able to move and be on wheels. It's like they weren't even on wheels. People hitting splits, people couple dancing on skates. I still to this day love that. Now, I had a friend who I went to high school with. I saw her and her daughter taking skate classes on, I want to say, I think it was either Instagram or TikTok. And I was like, I want to do that. That I miss that feeling of just joy, happiness, letting go, being stress-free, woo-saw, you know, coming to that medium, middle portion of just not giving a F and not caring and just being at peace. That's what skating brought to me. So I tried out HBO Max, and lo and behold, I caught a documentary called United Nations. It was released out in, I want to say, 2019. And the description reads, this film spotlights a community fighting in a racially charged environment to save the African-American subculture of roller skating. This was so enlightening. I did not know there was so much background history to African-American skating and how it became adult night, how it became urban night, how it just, you know, preserved a night just to jam, just to dance, skate, enjoy life, and come together as a community and just feel the music. I did not know that rap had so much influence on skating, that there used to be full concerts in the skating rink. I did not know the struggle of African American people when it came to roller skating and how it's just, it's a culture. It's different. Like going skating on a regular night versus going skating on an adult night is two different worlds of skating. So I was inspired to take up skating again by watching this documentary. And here in Nashville, there are a couple of skating rinks here that do have an adult night. I haven't attended here, but I am looking forward to doing so. Now, I did buy some skates. We jumped off the hill and said, I'm going to do this. I bought some skates and then realized it has been over 12 years since I have really, really skated. And the balance is not there for you, girl, at all. It's not there. But with practice, I am going to get back out there and skate. So my first goal is to skate without having to hold on to something. Regain my balance. I did not get the traditional skate, and I'm kind of regretting that now. So I got this, it's like a derby skate. So it doesn't come all the way up the ankle like the traditional skates. And I really think I need the ankle protection. But I also don't want to invest in another pair of skates this soon. So I'm going to make it do what it do with the skates that I got. So I plan on practicing. I did practice in the kitchen, hard floor, outdoor skate wheels. It didn't fall, so that's good. I think I'm going to practice some more outside. We have a nice level parking lot here, so I think I'm going to practice there. And I am going to go to the skate rink to practice on their level floor as well. The goal is to, like, I'm not trying to do like the extreme tricks and dances, but I want to be able to get in the little line and dance along with the others doing the easy part. We not trying to be on somebody's YouTube video being spotlighted. Y'all know what I'm trying to say. But I want to be able to just jam and groove at an adult night, any adult night. And plus my pumpkin, my niece is really, really into roller skating. Got her little classic set of white skates with pink wheels. And I want to be able to get out there with her and not embarrass her. I mean, simple goals, but you know, it's also a workout. So I'm trying to, you know, find ways to get the exercise in, but also enjoy the activity of it. So if you haven't checked out United Skates, go check it out. It's a really, really good learning experience. It shows different styles from all over the United States. It shows how we started skating and took over skating rings to the point that they started shutting us down. And you know the reason why, but it'll verify the reason why in the actual film. And I just want to experience that, well, not the hardship of skating, but the camaraderie of coming together and, you know, just jamming in a stress-free place and, you know, enjoying life. So I'm going to strap these skates on and we're going to see how much we advance. I will see the pumpkin sometime in July, and I want to be able to at least go in the circle without falling. That is my goal, to go in the circle, break without falling, and, you know, upper body dance, not quite the bottom just yet, but upper body dance without falling. So I'll keep y'all in tune what's going on with that. Because by the end of the year, I want to be at somebody's adult night skating rink event and jamming my little heart out. Dressed up to the nines in my skates with my sweat rag, hands in the air waving like I don't care, and everything just rolling. You see me rolling. I'm just kidding. Y'all know where I was going. Okay, so every now and then I like to take quizzes and just have a quiz fest. And so right now I'm going to do the BuzzFeed quiz that basically will reveal what kind of movie my life would be. This should be interesting. I hope I don't get something boring, but I also hope I don't get something too action filled. I need a medium, little bit of action, little bit of love, little bit of mystery, little bit of just sitting there comedy and no drama. Can we have all that without the drama? So let's take this quiz. So first we have a pick your dream home. So out of the options, we have a old house, kind of like in a countryside, gives me very much Pride and Prejudice times. Then we have a condo house that kind of looks like the Cosby Show house on that one. We have a beach house. Then we have a secluded house that's in snow. I know that's not me. We have a very Californian bohemian chic house with a pool in front of the house. And then we have a suburban house with a yard. I am going for the Cosby house. I am team no yard. So now pick an art piece that speaks to you. We have a very close-up shot of a picture of an eye that looks to be drawn in pencil, or it could be charcoal. We have an abstract picture of people just assembled in black, white, and blue and red. And then we have a abstract art piece that I can't make heads or tails of. We have a digital art piece of, I want to say this is a famous sculpture, but there is like light beaming out of his eyes. We have a watercolor picture of a river and trees, and another picture of a woman that looks like she's playing what looks like to be a mandolin. I'm going to go with the eye. That one speaks to me. Okay, pick an outfit. Now, we all know I'm not fancy smancy. So, this first one is a black dress. But it's also next to some ripped blue jeans. The next one is blue jeans with a straw hat and a t-shirt and a sunflower sweatshirt. Next is gray with like Timberland boots, gray sweater, gray wash, gray jeans. We have a khaki short set with a white knitted shirt. We got a I'm a track star outfit with sports bra, leggings, and tennis shoes. And then we have a what looks to be like a button-down blue jean shirt with blue jeans. I'm going gray all the way. Michael is going to hate this. He hates gray on me, but I think it's a good color. It screams comfort. Okay, so pick an image that best makes you feel calm. Okay. We have, oh, this is going to be a hard one because we have library books or books in general on a bookshelf. We have a diner. We have, I want to say this could be nightlife. It's a cobblestone road with feet on it. The beach. We have the forest. And we have a cafe reading a book. Oh, I'm torn between cafe reading the book and the library. Wow, I love the multiple books in the library. I also like a good coffee. But if you're in the cafe reading the book, you're also around people. Oh dear. I know definitely it's not the forest. I am not one with nature. I'm going to be social today. So I'm going to go with cafe reading a good book. Ooh, pick the bedroom. So we have a loft style with a window that gives you all of the lights and a platform bed. We have what looks to be a very huge college room. It looks like the bed is a twin size bed, so that's a no-go. There's a room that has the phases of the moon. Another platform bed. Why do these people not have real beds? Oh, there's a bed with a bookshelf. And another bed that has photos all over the wall. And almost like candles. And then a wrought iron bed with peach, which is a nice color. Peach, turquoise, and grays. I like the color of that room. But I'm going to go with the one with the bookshelves. Pick a sky. Okay, so we have lightning. We have a hazy over the water sunsetting sky. We have a sunsetting sky out in grass. We have a picture of clouds, which looks like could have been taken from an airplane. And then there's another picture of like a hazy beach scene and a starry sky. I'm going with the lightning just because I like I like watching storms. Not being in them. Let's make that clear. I like watching them, but I don't want to be in the midst of it. Okay, let's see. Picking a street that I could see myself strolling on. We have what looks to be a countryside in between buildings. One looks like it's like, I would say Napa Valley kind of vibes with the fall colors. And then there's another one that looks beachy. And then there's a suburban one where you're just going down the street and there's houses and trash cans. And then you have what looks to be like it could be Miami because there's palm trees. That's what I associate with Miami. And some sort of boardwalk. And then there's a country road where there's just acres of grass and two lanes. And then there's a city street where it looks like you may be in New York crossing the street. I'm going with the city. Pick an image that makes you feel happy. We have a party, a live concert, a big ass bubble, like one of them big long bubbles, a movie night with friends, plants, someone making pastries. It looks like cupcakes. A dog running in grass. I'm going with the movie night with friends. This atmosphere just screams happiness and movies. Who doesn't like movies? Okay, picking an artist that I vibe with. The first one is Lorde. The next one is Hoosier. The Take Me to Church guy. Taylor Swift, Shawn Mendes, The Weeknd, Billie Eilish. Oh, dang. Okay. I'm going to go with Lorde. And finally, pick a planet. We have Mercury, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, or Uranus. I don't know how you pronounce that one. And Neptune. I am going with... Let's see. Oh, this is hard. I'm going to go with Neptune. Okay. According to this BuzzFeed quiz, my aesthetic choices will reveal what kind of movie your life would be. And my aesthetic choices reveal an indie coming of age story. I have no doubt that you are born to be the protagonist of a coming of age movie. You're a bold, creative, unique person who is still trying to figure life out. The world is your oyster, and that's a very exciting and terrifying thing. You're gonna fall short and make mistakes, but it's all just a part of growing up. It will all work out in the end. I'm not quite sure if I agree with that. I think we're all evolving. Everything requires change. Each stage of our life is going to be changed. So I think everybody's going to end up being an indie film of some sort in their life. So that was it for this particular BuzzFeed quiz.
Like what you hear so far? Make sure you never miss a show by clicking the subscribe button now. This podcast is made possible by listeners like you. Thank you for your support. Now back to the show.
Okay, so I wanted to do a second BuzzFeed quiz, and this one is called What Do Your Movie Choices Say About You? Below are 9 questions, each with a set of 9 movies to choose from. All you have to do is choose your favorite from each list. If you've not seen any, just choose the one you most like to watch. So out of the first one, we have Titanic, Pulp Fiction, Forrest Gump, Toy Story, Pretty Woman, The Lion King, Groundhog Day, Shawshank Redemption, and Clueless. I am going with I actually like the Pretty Woman. We're gonna go with that. Next group, we have The Dark Knight, The Incredibles, There Will Be Blood, Iron Man. I did not care for Iron Man. Mean Girls, Shrek, Lost in Translation, Avatar. Avatar was good, but it was hella long. And Anchorman. I think I'm going to have to pick The Incredibles. I love that movie. Next set, we have Bridesmaids, Frozen, The Martian, Ted. Could not get into that. Inception, Silver Linings Playbook, Get Out. I wanted to watch that. Still haven't seen it. The Wolf on Wall Street and The Social Network. I'm going to have to go with Frozen. All right, next group. We have, classics. We have Back to the Future, The Breakfast Club, The First Die Hard, The Terminator, which, by the way, I just saw the original Terminator within the last 2 years. Dirty Dancing, Blade Runner, the original was better than the remake. Scarface, The Shining, E.T., The Extraterrestrial. Whew. I am definitely going to have to go with Die Hard. Okay, next. We have Star Wars, haven't seen, not a name, one of those. Jurassic Park. Okay, I'm going to let you know right now I'm picking Jurassic Park, but I'll let you know what the rest of them are. Mrs. Doubtfire, Edward Scissorhands, Top Gun, Castaway, Aladdin, Home Alone, and The Godfather. Jurassic Park all day, every day. Okay, next one is Coyote Ugly, The Royal Tenenbaums, Amelie, 28 Days Later, Finding Nemo, American Pie, Shaun of the Dead. That was funny. Bring It On. Oh, Catch Me in the Can. Ah, okay. So it's between 28 Days Later, Shaun of the Dead, and Bring It On. I think I'm going to go with Shaun of the Dead. Okay, so next is Love Actually. Didn't see Bruce Almighty. I like Jim Carrey, but I don't like him in it. The Devil Wears Prada. I do like that. Brokeback Mountain. That was a really good movie. National Treasure. Little Miss Sunshine. The Departed. Into the Wild. And The Notebook. Ah! So, I think I'm going to have to go with National Treasure. It's one of the Nicolas Cage movies that I can actually tolerate. Okay, now we have The Shape of Water was stupid. They just busted out in the middle of the movie with a dance break. And it was the weirdest shit ever. Moana, watch that with the pumpkin. And, oh, just like hearing her sing the songs along with it. Call Me by Your Name, The Revenant, La La Land, Inside Out, Lady Bird, The Lego Movie, and Logan. Oh, I loved Logan. Loved Logan. Okay, so our next one. The Hunger Games, WALL-E, The Life of Pi had me crying. Not going to spoil anything, but it was a... You know, for them just to be in the boat most of the movie, that was a really good movie. Alien, Casablanca, Pirates of the Caribbean, Fargo, Singing in the Rain, and Hercules. I'm going to have to go with The Hunger Games. All right, so we are at the end of the quiz. What do your movie choices say about you? Dang allergies. You think with your head is basically what it says about me. If your friends could use one word to sum it up, it's adventurous. The mere mention of your name brings up images of swashbucklers swinging on the chandeliers. You're not afraid to take risks, and you're always out looking for the next adventure, which more often than not ends up finding you first. I think that's about 42% true for me, give or take a percentage. Not bad, not bad. Getting back in to shape. So the best time of my life was a few years ago when I discovered a Black-owned gym, and they offered so many different options of how to get in shape. They had some kind of martial arts, and it was like a Brazilian style of martial arts that I tried my damnedest to do. I couldn't quite get it, but I mean, I still had fun trying. They had twerk sessions with my girl AV. Those were so much fun. And they had yoga with Renee, Pilates with Mila, and just a whole variety of different types. Oh, they had kickboxing too. I love that. Different types of exercise. And I love going every day to do something different. That was years ago. And today in 2021, baby, all of the flexibility that I had is gone. The warranty on these knees and wrists completely out the window. So I want to get back into, I would love to kickbox, but the way this ankle, knee, and wrist situation is on the left side, that's going to be something down the road. I believe I can build the strength and flexibility back to where I can actually pivot and kick with both legs. So I'm going to get back there, but I want to focus on yoga first because I need to regain the flexibility that is long gone. Like, I miss my girl Renee, and I'm going to get back in class and do this, but I'm going to check and see what she offers online first to do it at home first, because I'm a little wary about going back to the gym, even though they have lifted the mask mandates and I'm fully vaccinated. But it's not me that I'm worried about, it's the other folks that I'm worried about. I haven't gotten sick for a whole year plus. I would like to keep it that way. Like, I normally catch the flu like clockwork around about this time. Didn't have severe allergies, just a small little bitty cough that I normally get during allergy season. But I wasn't laid out, fevered or anything. So very grateful for that. But I do want to get back into yoga, get
get a little more flexible, be able to put pressure on my wrists. Hell, I'd even be happy just to be able to get up and get on the floor and get off the floor without feeling like I need assistance of a chair or some kind of prop to push me up. I still am young. I don't care what anybody say. I'm still young in my head. But my body is like, girl, the warranty is out. But we need to get that extended warranty is what I'm saying. And get back and get mobile. And so what prompted this was my first class of instruction roller skating. And they were like, you need to learn how to get off the floor when you fall. And I'm like, I don't plan on falling, but you know, it's been a minute. I did not roller skate the entire hour. I penguin walked. It was like, if you get on the floor, how are you getting up? I said, I'm going to crawl to the edge so that I can have a lift. Because I found out that I cannot stand. If I fall, I can't just stand straight up and get off the floor if I'm in the middle of the rink. That is a problem. Because I am relearning to skate and the muscle memory is not there at all. I plan on going skating, what's today, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then I have another class on Monday. So I got a lot of stuff that I'm trying to learn. Like I want to be in class, this second class, at least rolling, not wobbling, like actually rolling. And going from there, because that penguin walk was for the birds. I did not care for that at all. And I know we're building blocks and I want to rush the process because in my mind, I was a bum ass skater back in the day in the 90s and in the 2020s. Yeah, she not bum at all. It's bad, but I look cute though. I got some new skates. I took the, what do you call them? The short skates where they have no ankle protection. Real cute, but they look more like for roller derby style skates. I took those back because the instructor told me that once you're a certain age, you need a certain type of skate for ankle support. And so I went and got the traditional ones in a baby blue color. They remind me of the old days. So I think I'll do better with these. So I'm going to take them out and I haven't been on the rink yet, but I will be getting on there soon. I'm thinking on a Friday, I may go like midday Friday, hopefully before a crowd gets there and just, you know, try to piddle paddle, spend about an hour, do the same thing on Saturday. To see if any of that muscle memory can get back before I have my instruction lesson on Monday. So this should be interesting. Like I said, this yoga is going to help me stretch it out. And that way, the yoga is truly for me, helping me get off the floor without needing assistance or props. That is the reason I'm doing the yoga. And I miss it. I like the way, like, I never did the traditional yoga with the traditional zenned out music. I started off with trap yoga. And I love you, Renee. I'm staying there in that zone. I like the music. I like the flow of what she did. It was great. So that's where I'll be going back to. And then hopefully in the end, you know, we get some of this weight off. You know, get a little groove, get on that adult night skate, and hopefully take some more dance classes. I would love to do that. I ain't got a tap rhythm, but in my head, I be shaking something. I don't know if it translates through the body, but I don't care. I'm having fun and, you know, burning calories. That's the whole goal of it. I just want to be in better health, better shape, so that I can keep up with the pumpkin because she likes skating. Got to go out and let her know that auntie still got it or is about to get it. You know, it's a work in progress. But yeah, I'll be documenting my journey on here and possibly online too. I'm thinking about doing a blog. What y'all think? Would you enjoy doing the learning process of how the heck is she going to get back into dance skating when she don't know how to dance to begin with or skate at the present moment. It's a process. So it's going to be a thing, and I'll keep y'all posted.
Coming up is the word of the week. What word do we have this week?
Okay, today's word of the day is apselophagia. That is apselophagia. And it simply means loss of sense of touch. Apselophagia.
Thanks for listening to Britt Lachey Speaks. Subscribe to the podcast on Anchor FM. Connect with me on Twitter at Britt Speaks and Facebook at Britt Lachey Speaks. That's BRITTLASHEA Speaks. See you on the next episode.